following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's The Hurt. Teams spend millions on stadiums they use half of the time. You may be in the same situation at your office. Why pay for a full-time office and staff when you use it sparingly? Brilliant business people instead use a virtual office from Regis. Your Regis virtual office gives you all the benefits of a full-time office, but at a fraction of the cost. You get a prestigious address to call your own, a receptionist to answer your calls, meeting rooms and use of private offices worldwide. Mention Cowherd when you call and get 1 month free. Call 1-800-OFFICES, 1-800-OFFICES.
Hey, Greeny.
Yes, Golic.
Do you know how long an average ball game lasts?
Tell me.
That's about 3 hours. And did you know at La Quinta, you can instant hold a room there for up to 4 hours, and it's only going to take you about 20 seconds to do.
Well, great teams know how to hold on to leads. Great business travelers know how to hold on to hotel rooms. Just use the instant hold mobile feature only from La Quinta Inns and Suites. Hold a room instantly with only your phone number.
No credit card?
Nope. That's how La Quinta takes care of you, so you can take care of business. Instant hold your next stay on your smartphone at LQ.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show on this first Tuesday of August. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter with you for the next hour. And our Big Ten preview today takes us to Penn State with another one of their outstanding linebackers. The next up in line is Glenn Carson. They've had so many at linebacker U. We've had a chance to talk to Mike Mowdy the last couple of years, caught up with Glenn Carson, and we'll talk with him. Pete Roussel of CoachingSearch.com, haven't had him on in a while. And in interesting... As we're going to have Pete on today for a couple of reasons. The Johnny Manziel situation. Pete was at the Manning camp a month ago when all this went down, and now it just continues to roll along. And if you go to CoachingSearch.com, you can keep up to date on everything that's going on, college football with the coaches, a little bit of NFL, when that time is moving back and forth. But, Randy, he made his national championship prediction.
Oh, already. You got to like that.
I like this. And he wasn't afraid to step out on the curb, on the limb, on the ledge. He did take Alabama. But as we have said, pretty much since the first Phil Steele or first Athlon, whenever that first top 25 came out, I don't know that it's ever happened that the number one and two teams in the preseason poll have ended up playing for the national championship.
Actually, I think it's rare that you get one of the two.
Yeah.
I think only about one third of the time do you even get one of the two in one of those two spots.
So, stepping out on a limb, going way out there, picking a team that has to run the table because they are not ranked in the top 10. And we'll ask Pete about this. And there's a couple articles out there why he really loves this football team. In fact, the team he has playing Alabama in the national championship game is not in the USA Today coach's top 25 poll.
That is out on a limb. Do you know who this? Obviously, you know who this is. Do I know who this is? No, I don't.
No.
Do I have to wait to find out who this is? That's the question.
They do receive votes. They are one of the teams that are receiving votes, but he has picked a team whose coach is pretty much beloved by everybody. Out of a conference that is strong enough to produce a national championship team. So we'll see who that is with Pete Roussel coming up at the bottom of the hour. In the meantime, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia is today, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. And if you would like to join us for any portion of the program besides Troutman's, you can use that as well. But Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, $25 gift card coming up. You can always email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Tweet us up at ESPN 1460 1550, and you can Facebook us at ESPN Superstation. There you go.
I know who it is, by the way. I've got it put together. Now they have the top 25. I've got it. I do. Okay. I think I do. And we'll find out.
Who'd you guess?
Who did I guess? I guess Kansas State. Based on what you said, and I was looking to see whether or not they're in the top 25. They are not. They receive votes. So I'm going K-State. That's my prediction. I don't know for a fact.
Okay. We'll find out if you're right.
All right.
We'll find out if he's got the snides in the championship.
There you go.
Kearney Little Leaguers, we're starting the show off with that again because I believe that is the top story.
Oh, yeah, around here. Absolutely. No question.
Well, depending on who you look at, it's still Husker football followed by five other stories and then Kearney Little League.
We kind of talked about this last week on the show where we saw a guy from ESPN standing outside of a lake hoping and thinking that there might be news happening soon. And that's when you talk about Nebraska football right now. And again, we do. We talk about it. We like it. We love it. We pay a lot of attention to it. But something is going to happen soon. That is our story. That's not a story. I'm sorry. You got to cover it. And trust me, for years I had to cover it a lot more than I have to do it now. But the story of what's actually going on right now is Lily.
Apparently they never found anything in that Bristol, Connecticut lake.
But news could happen here eventually. Yeah. News could happen here from this very spot. News
look, a bluegill.
Could happen.
It look,
could
a snapping happen. Turtle.
Yeah, and that just drives me nuts. And they do it. It isn't just ESPN. It's all those, all that network stuff. News could happen here later today. And then again, it might not.
And it kind of turned into a story yesterday that the media was not allowed to partake in the first practice of the year. And I will have to laugh. I did last night. I could channel surf all three of the local networks, whether it was NTV, KHAS, or 1011. And 1011 went to the practice facility, and then they just replayed a bunch of clips from Bo Pelini's first press conference after the first practices over the last 5 years, where he basically says the same thing every single day. Yeah. Ah, it's the first day. Ah, they're swimming in it. Ah, the new kids, they're not, you know. Ah, it's just too early. Ah, you know, and the same kind of coach speak. So they just went ahead and played that. But here's the deal. They send out a itinerary saying, okay, here's what it's going to be for fall camp, guys. On the first day of practice, you can come shoot for 15 minutes. Coach Pelini's available afterwards. Day two, there's not going to be any media availability. Day three, you can talk to Coach Papuchis and a couple of players, and so on and so forth. And then Pelini again on Saturday, blah, blah, blah. So that had been sent out, and everybody was prepared to hear from Coach Pelini, even though what could he possibly tell you between now and Big Ten Media Days? But then on Sunday night, out came the edict from the Sports Information Department that Coach Pelini would not be allowing media to day one of practice. Well, why is that? And it's just, I said, only in Nebraska could that be a story.
Yeah. Well, I think there's a lot of places where the media feels entitled to get that kind of access because I don't remember that being the case when Coach Osborne, and Osborne does not have the reputation of being evasive. But when it comes to the media, you know, he was not a great interview, and that's not a criticism. It really isn't. But I don't really remember this need to have that constant coverage where you get nothing. But that's the first 45 seconds to 1 minute of my sports cast is here's the nothing that happened today at Nebraska football.
So Coach Pelini will be speaking with reporters after tonight's practice. Whew.
There goes that news embargo there.
Thank goodness.
And again, it may very well be that he was going to call a recruit or he was going to talk to a coach or whatever. It could be all sorts of other scheduling things. It doesn't have to be anything that can even remotely be thought of as some sort of nefarious activity. Yeah, I used it. I used the word, and I even used it correctly. Yeah, you can look it up.
Nefarious.
Don't ask me to spell it, though.
N-A-tharious.
Nefarious.
888-455-ESPN. Kearney Little League. I will have to chalk this up to hope. Yesterday we had Coach Schmidt on. and it just looked like maybe Minnesota was going to be far and away the best team. They had just destroyed the three teams that they had played, and Kearney had been 3-0 as well. Just they struggled a little bit with the worst team, Kansas, in the first three innings and then beat them pretty good, and then had to score a couple late to beat Iowa, so they weren't quite as dominant. But yesterday they come out, and even though they fell behind, they made a couple of great defensive plays in the first inning, and Minnesota's got to be going, what? They scored 60 runs. Minnesota had scored 60 runs in their first three games and had only played 14 innings, 6-4-4.
They hadn't had a game that made it the length yet.
Yeah, they hadn't had to go. The last two were four-inning games because of the mercy rule, including 31-0 over Kansas. So they had scored 60 runs in 14 innings. And Kearney held them to 5 runs in 6 innings. And Keegan Thurston hit a game-tying home run in the 6th inning. They did commit 5 errors and went to extra innings 7-5. They made some good defensive plays, so did Minnesota. And it would appear that these are the two far and away the best teams, and hopefully we'll meet again. Well, hey, if Minnesota wants to get upset tomorrow, that's fine, too.
That's fine with us.
But let's kind of almost bank on them playing Friday. Tomorrow, the semifinals. Kearney will play the 11 a.m. game. So that's tomorrow. We'll be keeping you up to date on that during the Doug and Daddy Show. It will be on ESPN2 as they take on the Iowa squad that they beat 6-4. And then Minnesota will play South Dakota, a team that they beat 16-5. And that'll be at 3. And then the championship game of the Midwest region will be at 12 o'clock on Friday.
Well, there's a lot of other factors that are going to change in there, because for both those two teams, they realized it didn't matter. They were both going to be in the semifinals. They were both undefeated, so they're going to be in the semifinals. One seed, two seed, not a huge difference there when you feel like you're that good. Yeah, both Kearney and I'm not, you know, want to speak out of turn here for Minnesota, but they feel like they're that good. They don't have to worry about it. So you're not going to throw your ace pitcher out there. And you're probably in the semifinals not throwing your ace pitcher. That ace pitcher is going to come that next round. And another thing about Little League you have to remember is everybody has to play. So not only do you take a look at the top two, three, maybe four players that you have in your roster and the difference they can make, how about the bottom two, three, four players that are down there? If your 11th best player is better than their 11th best player, that means they might get on in time for one of your big boppers to come in and drive them in, and that's an extra run. You know, so, I mean, there's a lot of things in there that balance things out that make this really kind of a real open thing. And I think Kearney's got a great chance. Like you say, it's those are the two top teams. I think Minnesota probably would be the favorite, but I say it's probably a fairly slight favorite.
Yeah, it's just cool to be talking about it, as we said.
Again.
A couple of years ago, you were just hoping that Kearney could win a game finally at the regional and maybe even slide into the semis. Then they go and win it all last year. So we'll keep you up to date, and it's awesome that they are on their way to the semifinals. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter with you here on the Doug and Daddy Show in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram wants to make sure that you are signed up on their Facebook page for the Husker season football ticket giveaway. The winner will be announced on August the 25th, drawn out on that Sunday, and then announced here on Monday. And we will let you know who that is. All you have to do is go to thinkmidway.com. It's just one of the many, I don't know if I should call it a perk, but it is one of the many extra things that Midway does for their customers. You go to thinkmidway.com. Not only can you get great deals on service specials if you're not looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle, if you are, you can see all the vehicles that are on the lots, see their prices. You can contact some of their great service workers. They've got a chat up there now where you can chat with the folks right there in the office. But you can also sign up for their Facebook page, like them on Facebook, and enter to win the Husker football season tickets. 8 home games this year, and they would love for you to be the winner. Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Midway, it's a better way. When we come back, we have Glenn Carson, our Big Ten preview linebacker, Penn State. Stay with us.
My name is Megan. The day that I decided to go into Complete Nutrition, I literally circled the store 6 or 7 times to get up the courage to go in. When you're overweight, you have to be like, hi, I need help. Please don't judge me. I walked in and this smiling face was there, and he was ready to help and wanted to know about me and my goals and who I am as a person. From that point on, Complete Nutrition changed my life.
Whether you want to lose weight, gain muscle, or maintain a healthy lifestyle, Complete Nutrition has the products, supplements, and support you need. Our certified trainers and nutrition experts will partner with you every step of the way to help achieve your goals. Stop into a store today and receive a free multivitamin. No purchase necessary.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
It's easy to find more excuses to come back again and again to Buffalo Wild Wings this time of year. First, there's fantasy football. Host your draft party at Buffalo Wild Wings, and you could get an exclusive fantasy draft kit that includes gift certificates for $100 and free food at participating locations and while supplies last, of course. A fantasy draft party with wings and beer? Yes, please. And Buffalo Wild Wings is the best place to follow your team all season long. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Home field advantage is real, even in business. Close by, convenient office space can increase a business's efficiency and success. So here's the secret thousands of business owners use to get that home field advantage. Move your business to a Regis office. Your fully furnished, wired Regis office can be ready when you need it. It includes a receptionist, access to meeting rooms, and state-of-the-art video conferencing, all with no long-term lease. None. Mention Cowherd when you call and get 2 months free. 1-800-OFFICES, 1-800.
Partly sunny skies today, some shower and thunderstorm activity, highs in the upper 80s, with winds out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, showers and storms mainly early on, then gradually clearing with a low cooling to 62. Right now, 75.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Want to remind everyone that the 7th annual Lizzie Stratton Memorial Run, my goodness, Randy, has it been that long? 7th annual Memorial Run is coming up Saturday, August the 17th at Yanny Park, and we're going to talk a lot more about it tomorrow with someone that's in the know in the Bush Cutter household.
That means it's not me. That means you won't be talking to me if you're looking for somebody in the know.
Kim Bush Cutter will be here tomorrow to talk more about the Memorial Run and give you all the details, and if you register by Tuesday the 13th, 1 week from today, you receive a free t-shirt. It's a 5K run or walk or the kids' 1 mile fun run. Entry fee is $15 per person, or you can put the entire family in, no matter how many are in the family, for $50. Complete information for each family member. You can find out more about it. The run is at 8:30 in the morning, and then the kids will follow that up at 9:30 on Saturday, August the 17th, going on at Yanny Park.
And that's always a great, fun family activity. It's a kind of a almost welcome back to school kind of deal, because I think a few schools will have, including Kearney Catholic, have a day or two in the books by the time that rolls around.
And they can register and contact who and where?
It's on there. Well, the registration, you just have the basic information. The registration stuff is on the backside. You can find a registration form at the Kearney Catholic website at kearneycatholic.org. There is a registration form there. It has the address on there as well. So one of the easiest way to find that is to go to kearneycatholic.org. And all the registration's right there.
Perfect. Lizzie Stratton Memorial Run coming up Saturday, August the 17th. Time now for our Big Ten football update, brought to you by Gary Michaels Clothiers of Hastings, providing you with the finest menswear from Lincoln to Denver. Look good this fall with Gary Michaels Clothiers. And again, more of our interviews from Big Ten Media Days. Today we catch up with another outstanding linebacker from Penn State in Glenn Carson.
Big Ten football talk continues ahead of the 2013 season. And when you talk Penn State, Mike, you talk linebackers. I don't remember the last time they didn't have an all-conference, all-American, all-stud linebacker.
They've had some great ones, and we got another one with us today in Glenn Carson.
Glenn, thanks for the time on the Doug and Daddy Show. How are you?
Thanks for having me. I'm good.
Man, it just every time we talk to Mounty the last couple of years, we talk to linebacker you out there, every kid's a little different, but what's it like going to linebacker U and learning and being a part of that?
You know, it's a great honor, and you're just playing with a bunch of guys that are just like you. And, you know, you kind of fit that mold. They recruit guys that are kind of all the same, that have a good heart work ethic and want to compete and want to get in the film, be students of the game, and continue to work hard on and off the field. You know, you got to pay attention to your diet. There's a lot of things that go into the game that people don't realize, and that's kind of always been the trend with our linebackers, that they've always been, you know, students of the game and hard workers.
Your defense a year ago was good. They were number 2 in the Big Ten in scoring defense, number 16 in the nation in scoring defense. Talk about the success you guys had defensively. What was the key last year?
I think it's the character guys that we have on defense. Everyone loves to play the game. Everyone likes to work hard. They put their nose down and get dirty, and they really, all 11 guys run to the ball every single play, and that's something that we really pride ourselves in, and it's what really helped us out to become the defense that we were.
Penn State linebacker Glenn Carson joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. You'll continue to get the questions about how you overcame everything last year. In your mind, how did you guys put together such a successful football team with all that off-field distraction?
You know, I'm going to go back to character once again. I really think that we've always recruited great character guys, and that's really what that was really the adhesive that kept everything together, as well as Coach Bill O'Brien. I couldn't think of a better coach than Coach Bill O'Brien to keep the team together, and we all trusted in him, and we knew that he wasn't going to leave us or abandon us, and I think that's one thing that really kept us together.
The following year now, you enter the 2013 season. Things are a little different for you guys now at Penn State, and just kind of talk about that. All that distraction stuff is behind you now.
Yeah, it's really nice. The smoke's cleared a little bit. You know, I haven't even really thought about the sanctions until coming to media day today, but it's been really nice. I mean, last year we were trying to focus on football, but now, you know, that's all, you know, we can do. And it's been really great. You know, everyone came to the school to get a great education and play football, and now we're able to finally do that without any distractions.
How do goals change when there's not a Big Ten championship or a bowl game in the future? Because I know in Nebraska we're damn scared that that's going to be your bowl game, because it's your last home game as Penn State, Nebraska this year. But how do goals and personal and team goals change?
They don't. I think, if anything, we have a little bit more of a chip on our shoulder. You know, even though we can't go to a bowl game, I don't think anyone really cares about that. I mean, every game at Penn State's like playing in a bowl game. There's over 100,000 fans in the seats, and it's an awesome experience. And I think that we play with a chip on our shoulder. I mean, we want to win every single game, and, you know, that's what we're trying to go out there and do.
Yeah, we got to Nebraska on the schedule for November 23rd.
I dread it. That's been the one game I've been talking about all year, that you want a trap game. Well, it could be a trap game that late in the year. We're talking with Glenn Carson, outstanding linebacker at Penn State. Talk about the rest of your linebacking core, because every one of them always seems to be good. Give us some of the other guys, and even do you see the young guys following in your footsteps, and Mowdy and all the other guys that you've had there?
Yeah, I think we're going to have a really good linebacker come out, Mike Hull. You've seen a little bit of playing time last year coming in, mostly on third downs, and he's a really, really hard worker. He's a definition of a Penn State linebacker. I'm going to really enjoy playing next to him this year, and we have some younger guys coming up that are starting to really come along, Naeem Wortman, and as well as Ben Klein, who was injured with a shoulder injury, so, you know, we'll see how things shake out there, and but, you know, all three of those guys that I mentioned are really good football players and, you know, can be the next in line.
8-4 a year ago. We always kind of like to take a look ahead at what's it going to take to take the next step, win a couple more games this year.
You know, I'm a one game at a time kind of guy, and we're just really looking forward to Syracuse, and we're not going to overlook the entire season. So, you know, we're all looking forward to that game against Syracuse. It's kind of been the cry so far this camp and or this summer long during the workouts. You know, it's going to be hot in that stadium, so, you know, we realize that, and we're making sure that we're in the best possible shape for that game.
One way they won't go 8-4 is they're not going to start 0-2, and those were two close yet heartbreaking games last year. Can you take us to the week after that 0-2 start, after the Virginia game, and what was clicking, what went on that week in practice?
You know, the Virginia game is obviously heartbreaking for us. And, you know, but basically we just went out and just continued to play football. And we went out to practice, got in the film room, and just continued to work and grind. And that's basically what started that win streak.
I feel this way. I want to know if the Penn State family feels this way. Do you feel that there are even more people rooting for you? Did you feel that last year, or is that not even part of what you guys have noticed? It just seems to me that there are more people rooting for Penn State football to succeed.
I don't know. I mean, I think it went both ways because you kind of hear some good things, you hear some bad things. So I knew that our Penn State fans were behind us for sure, and they stuck behind us, you know, even more so. So we really felt that. We really felt the Penn State crowd behind us, and that was a huge thing, and that was really comforting.
Well, Glenn, we appreciate you giving us a couple of minutes stopping by the Doug and Daddy Show. We look forward to the game at the end of the year, but as always, best of luck to the Nittany Lions. Have a great year, man.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
That's Glenn Carson with Mike Will and myself, Doug Duda, out at Big Ten Media Days in Chicago as we covered the 2 days out there and then brought some back so that we could continue to hear Big Ten football throughout the month of August. And I want to thank Glenn Carson for joining us. Our Big Ten interviews brought to you by Bruce Furniture, Kearney Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. Don't forget, if your student is looking to furnish their room or apartment for college, or if you're the parents, you're trying to get that taken care of, and you don't want it to be necessarily new furniture, Bruce Furniture can help you out with their consignment, closeouts, and clearance items, fantastic cash and carry items, and Bruce Furniture can pick up your old furniture when you purchase the new and even sell the used furniture on consignment. And don't forget right now, the Red Hot Storewide Clearance Sale, wrapping up today at Bruce Furniture. And floor covering. Go to brucefurniture.com for more information. And right now, get a great deal on America's number one selling mattress, Serta, a queen set right now, $499. Bruce Furniture's guaranteed good deal. If you find a Serta mattress for less, they'll give you $500 cash. But don't waste any time. They're big, red hot, store-wide clearance, blowout sale wraps up today. They're clearing room for truckloads of new merchandise coming in this fall. Bruce Furniture, Hastings, Kearney, Holdridge, and Alliance, brucefurniture.com. Randy Bushcutter co-hosting with me, Doug Duda, today. Your thoughts, because this is something maybe that has still interest to me. Your thoughts on Penn State. Do you root for them? I mean, everybody has just initial. When you say Penn State football today, what pops into your mind?
Well, you can't help but have the Sandusky stuff going through your head. I mean, that's the dialogue, and you have to kind of think about it. That is the elephant in the room. That's the pink elephant. Don't think about it. You know, you may not want to think about a pink elephant, but as soon as you hear that, you have to think about it. I always kind of like Penn State. I always kind of felt that they and Nebraska, and remember when they were talking about developing rivalries and having that team outside of your division in the Big Ten that you played every year, it made sense that it was Nebraska and Penn State were wired the same way. Uniforms are similar. They haven't changed. They haven't evolved. They don't do the goofy stuff. It's a workman-like ethic that you kind of have. There's a lot of things about Penn State that you admire. And then this happens to them. And it almost felt like I say, I think there was kind of a relationship, at least for me, and I can't say for everybody in Nebraska, but that was a program that you looked at and go, yeah, we're a lot like those guys, and I kind of like those guys. I've always kind of rooted for them. You know, when they joined the Big Ten, they were an independent for a long time, and they finally joined a conference that was good and all that. It's like, good for them. That's a program that you always kind of rooted for. So, yeah, I still kind of root for them, but you can't help but think that this happened, and it to me it's too bad, and you know, we're going through the legal process, you know, of where that's going, and guilty folks ought to be punished, you know, and I'm for all that, but it's still there, and I still kind of root for them. Now, obviously, Nebraska plays Penn State. I'm rooting for the guys wearing red. But generally, when they play most of their games, that's a team I feel you can root for.
Your thoughts, 888-455-ESPN. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia coming up at the end of the program, 888-455-3776. When we come back, CoachingSearch.com. Pete Roussel is going to tell us who he thinks will be in the national championship game. One of them is not in the top 25, and Randy guessed Kansas State. Randy, before we go to the break, it's not Kansas State.
Oh!
Also, we'll talk about Johnny Manziel, the Manning camp, and what Pete is thinking as we head into the 2013 season. All that and more coming up.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill. Or you can call it Hastings Kino, you can call it plain Kino. My point is this, we aren't just your daddy's Kino parlor anymore. We're a new restaurant. I mean, the building's in the same place, but it's a new restaurant. The faces are different, the menu is different, atmosphere is different, everything's different. I mean, it is a new restaurant. you haven't been here lately, you haven't been here.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, it's the Herd. You always hear that phrase, use your time wisely. Easier said than done. We're all busy. But I know a simple way to start using your time more effectively. Stamps.com. So easy and so convenient. You buy and you print official U.S. postage, the real thing, and you use your own computer and printer. That means you don't have to drop by the post office. Print postage for any letter, any package, within seconds. And here's the cool thing. Right from your desk, 24/7. The post office could be closed. Stamps.com is always open. Right now, Stamps.com has a special offer for my listeners. Use my name, Colin, for a no-risk trial plus a $110 bonus offer. Includes a digital scale and $55 of free postage. Listen, you got to use your time wisely. Stamps.com. Don't wait. Stamps.com. Before you do anything else, click on the radio mic top of the page. Type in Colin.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Partly sunny skies today, some shower and thunderstorm activity, highs in the upper 80s, with winds out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, showers and storms mainly early on, then gradually clearing with a low cooling to 62. Right now, 75.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Seriously, how can this not put a smile on your face? All you got to do is think video. That's all you got to do.
If that's the case, Jesse's mom, next break. Go.
Oh, my goodness. My goodness. Doug and Daddy Show, Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Stacy's mom. Yes. It's Jesse's girl. That's a different story altogether.
You got some stuff over there. Our Midtown Mark Cooler question of the day. Greg Oden signed with the Heat over the Spurs. What would have been better suited for him? Right down the middle, 53% took the Heat, 47% took the Spurs. Jeffrey has thrown us another basketball question today. Kansas coach Bill Self has recently said that the NBA would tempt him were an opportunity available. Evidently, his phone hasn't been ringing. Would Bill Self succeed as an NBA coach? That's our Midtown Mark Cooler question of the day. You can vote on it at ESPNSuperstation.com. What do you think?
Baskets still worth 2 points or 3 points, depending on where they're made. X's and O's don't change a whole lot. The guy can manage people. Yeah, Bill Self would be successful as a junior high coach. I mean, it doesn't matter.
I think he'd be successful. I think he'd be more successful, like at Oklahoma City.
One of those.
A non-New York, non-LA.
Don't coach
non-Chicago.
Don't coach Knicks. Yeah.
Where the media Lakers, scrutiny isn't as big, although Nebraska football and Kansas basketball, the media, Indiana basketball, you know,
it's
Texas
different.
Football.
You're loved. The media wants to love you. If you're the basketball coach at Kansas and the Lawrence newspaper guy, the Kansas City Star reporter comes up there, they want to love you. And that's not the approach you get if you're in L.A.
Vote on our Midtown Mark Cooler question today, 24/7 at ESPNSuperstation.com. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. We'll talk in coaches. Let's go to CoachingSearch.com. It's been a long time, but we welcome Pete Roussel back to the Doug and Daddy Show today. Pete, how are you? Great to catch up with you again.
Yeah, guys, always a pleasure. Good to be with you. And we're right around the corner from the start of football season. I actually just walked off the practice field at Ole Miss. I was watching the Rebels practice this morning, and I'm in the mood to talk football.
Ole Miss? Ole Miss? Who goes to Ole Miss? Come on, Pete. Come on, man. For the fans out there, you better give them a little background again on why that's important to you.
Well, I graduated from Ole Miss, and I actually live in Oxford, Mississippi. I've been here for about 4 years now, and it's a special place. It's a great place to live. Friendliest people in the world, and lived here for 4 years, and it's always good to go see the Rebels practice every now and then.
Let me ask you this, and then we'll bring Randy in as well. Since we just kind of talked about that Bill Self question, some of the college coaches have been getting some NFL jobs and opportunities. Who's the next one? Who's the hot one right now, coming off of a 2013 campaign, mediocre, good, great, that is really looking to go to the National Football League?
Yeah, so much of it's about momentum, and who's hot at the right time. And, you look back a year ago, and Manny Diaz had the hot name in college football, but then Texas wasn't very good a year ago on defense, so his name kind of died down. And, it's just kind of, you got to see how it goes early in the season and then start looking at which programs are surprising people, because, everybody takes notice of that. I mean, who would have thought Kevin Sumlin a year ago would have been approached by the Philadelphia Eagles? But, I always wait until about October to start, creating my chart of which guys are going to be hot. Which guys, come late November, early December are going to be on the list. And, so I think we're still a few months early on that.
Well, obviously, you get coach from Oregon going and coaching now for Philadelphia. Do they have to have that kind of success for other college coaches to have that opportunity? Or is that always going to be an avenue where you go from major college football to the NFL? Or does it matter how he does?
Well, I mean, obviously the NFL, the job criteria is a little different. You're managing a different type of, different types of people, the age group. And, Greg Schiano, the Tampa Bay Bucks coach the other day just said, listen, at Rutgers I was coaching 105 kids between the ages of 18 and 22 years old. He said, now, I got players that are 35, 36 years old and have three or four kids, So, there's something about a guy like a Chip Kelly or a Brian Kelly that the Eagles also talk to. People are going to be interested always in David Shaw at Stanford. You'll look at Kevin Sumlin, although I don't think A&M is going to have nearly as good a year as some people think, especially with all the distractions that they've had in the last couple of months with Johnny Manziel. But, it's always interesting because there's a name that surprises you every year that NFL organizations, those guys, they study it, the owners study it, the general managers study it, and sometimes they feel comfortable with a guy that surprises you.
We're talking with Pete Russell of CoachingSearch.com. We want to get into Johnny Manziel. We want to get into Alabama a little bit. And we've already teased it just a little bit. Everyone's waiting to hear Pete's national championship game prediction, if they haven't already seen it on the website, as we threw out Alabama versus, and we have yet to say who that surprise team is. We'll let Pete do it, and then I'm going to look at Randy's reaction. But what about Scott Frost, since we were on the Oregon topic? The coaching changes out there. Scott Frost, of course, from our backyard here in Wood River, Nebraska, just down the road from Kearney, Grand Island, Hastings. What do you think of him? He seems to be a hot – his stock seems to really be rising.
Well, one thing that's going to benefit him is he's got a great quarterback, an experienced quarterback, Marcus Mariota. I was with him down at the Manning Passing Academy a couple of weeks ago. Really, really, really mature young man, and obviously that really helps Scott Frost. He's going to call the plays, which some people thought maybe Mark Helfrich would follow in Chip Kelly's steps and as the head coach call the plays, but he's delegated that to Scott Frost, and I think he'll do a fine job. One advantage to it is that the head coach is going to be able to manage the tempo and speak through the headsets and say, "Hey, Scott, hey, let's slow it down right here," or "Hey, let's speed it up, let's go, let's put it on them." And you know, I think that'll really help Scott Frost. I think he'll do a good job. You know, they've got an interesting start to the season. They played Tennessee early, you know, and then obviously the big showdown game at Stanford. I think it's like week five or week six. That's going to be, you know, all eyes will be on the Ducks and Scott Frost that week.
Pete, I want to follow up a little bit and ask another Scott question. Is there kind of a time frame? Does he have to be that guy that's making those play calls for, you know, 3, 4, 5 years before he can kind of look to move on, or would one season be enough? What would kind of a time frame be if things go well?
Well, you know, each coach is different, and I don't know his specific goals in the coaching profession or in life, but you know, with Oregon's new facilities, they've already got 3 or 4 coaches on that staff that have been there for 15 plus years. I mean, you look at Gary Campbell, Don Pelham, Nick Aliotti, the defensive coordinator, Steve Greatwood, the offensive line coach. Those guys have been there forever, and it just goes to show you that the grass isn't always greener elsewhere. And the guys at Oregon love that atmosphere. Obviously, they've got a great facility to go work in every day. They enjoy the people out there in that community. It doesn't get much better, obviously, than what the Ducks have it right now. So it just all depends on, you know, if he has an opportunity to interview for a head coaching job. But I think that's down the road. We're not talking about the next couple of years for that. I think, you know, his next move, realistically, I think it'll be at least 5 years from now.
Pete Roussel, join us. Boy, what a nice place they have up there. It only gets better. Pete Roussel, CoachingSearch.com, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter here. I want to ask you now, let's get into the Johnny Manziel thing, because you were at Manning Camp. You saw a little bit about what went on there, and then things continue here. I don't think, and this is my personal opinion on this whole deal, Pete, we talked a little bit about it yesterday, I don't think this whole autograph thing would be as big if he hadn't had thing after thing after thing that he's already messed up, because I think he signed autographs and his buddy made money on the deal. That's my personal opinion. But where are you at on Johnny Manziel, and start with what you thought really did happen back at the Manning camp?
Yeah, well, two things. You know, I just think the thing that really nobody's talking about, I've been talking about it for a couple of weeks on different radio shows, is the team chemistry. I mean, when you're talking about your leader, your starting quarterback all summer, he's, you know, he's at the Rangers game, he's out in San Diego with George Whitfield working on fundamentals, he's at the Manning camp, he's at the Elite 11 in Oregon, he's at the Heat game, he's all over the place. Well, it's like, when are you with us? You know, and as the players, you know, look at it, it's like, hey, you know, aren't you our guy? Aren't you our leader? You know, the thing is, he better not be missing anything, and that's the concern. You know, the other thing that people aren't talking about is, you know, he loses Cliff Kingsbury, and I think Cliff Kingsbury is one of the best play callers in all of college football. When you combine that with they've got a new offensive coordinator who's never called plays before in his career, outside of the bowl game last year, and that guy is going to be coaching the running backs, it brings a different dynamic to the offense at A&M this year. You know, they brought in Jake Spavital, who's a bright young coach, but he's, you know, I don't know, he's 27, 28, 29 years old, something like that. He's a really young coach. He's, I think this is going to be his third year as a full-time coach in college football. I think he walked into a really hard position where he inherited the Heisman Trophy winner. You know, you got to command respect and tell them, hey, this is how we're going to do it. But then that guy's just won the Heisman Trophy, so you wonder what his reaction is going to be. So I just think that with all the distractions, you know, I wonder about the team chemistry. I don't know. I'm not privy to what it is, but I suspect that it's probably on shaky ground. I just think A&M's in for a season that is going to really surprise their fans. I think maybe a 7-5. 8-4 type of season. I don't see anything close to an 11-win season like they had a year ago.
Are there some coaches out there? I mean, there's some colleges that are kind of revolving doors. You know, if you're a fairly new hire, you probably get a few years to kind of build up your program. Are there some existing coaches with a little bit of tenure that you kind of see as really being on the hot seat as the season starts?
Yeah, you know, one thing I've always prided myself on is just the former coach in me. Is I've always steered clear of talking about the hot seat. You know, I think so much of what I do is developing relationships with coaches, and I don't like reading those kinds of articles. I never write those kinds of articles. It's just I don't like the negativity. You know, in my own mind, yeah, I've got an idea of four or five guys that I think, yeah, certainly need to win. But I just hate talking about negative things like, yeah, hot seat, this guy's got to win, you know, because it can change so quickly. You know, a guy gets a guy has a four or five win year, and the next year he wins seven or eight, and he's back, you know, he's back in good graces, you know. Obviously, at a place like Nebraska, you probably want to win more than seven or eight, which Bo Pelini's done every year. But, you know, it's amazing. You know, coaches, they join the profession and they know what they're getting into. But it seems like, you know, like the SI.com writer a couple of weeks ago, you know, tabbed Kirk Ferentz is one of the worst five coaches in college football. I mean, come on. I mean, you don't go to two straight Orange Bowls. I know it was a while ago and develop that program the way he has and then now you're going to label him a top five worst coach in the country. Same thing with Lane Kiffin. You know, I think people are too hard on Lane Kiffin. You know, a lot of people would disagree with me on that. You know, 2 years ago, the guy wins 10 games and is, you know, in the running for National Coach of the Year. It's amazing how quickly people forget about that.
We're talking with Pete Russell here for another couple minutes on the Doug and Daddy Show. You can check him out at coachingsearch.com. One of the hot topics as well, Pete, is all these extra coaches that Alabama has brought on, especially to try and keep up with recruiting, social media, and everything that's going on out there. Where is this going to be going? Is Alabama jumping the gun? Will everybody follow? Where's the future of this?
Yeah, you know, I actually talked to an SEC coach the other day who mentioned that during the new coaches meetings that they have every summer for all the new staff members in the SEC, they're talking about going to 10 full-time assistants, moving that up from 9 to 10, and then reducing the number of quality control, off-the-field type of personnel, the younger coaches. I don't see that happening, and I don't see where the NCAA is going to be able to really regulate the number of personnel that you can have in your program. You know, I mean, the bottom line is it's not the job title that's important. It's what they're doing. And, you know, some of these programs give a guy a title of he's our defensive intern, but he's really doing the same thing as a full-time quality control assistant at the NFL level, you know. So the job title is really irrelevant, you know. I mean, I know certain colleges right now that, you know, there's a guy who's got a title of coordinator of, you know, player personnel, but the guy is essentially a quality control guy and basically a 10th full-time coach, you know. I mean, I just don't see where the NCAA is going to be able to regulate that in the near future.
You mentioned Alabama, and they have literally access to an unlimited staff, all the millions, if not billions of dollars spent at Oregon. Is it getting harder for the have-nots to join the haves in college football?
Yeah, I mean, the Alabamas, LSUs, they've left you behind. You know, I mean, when you're talking about the MAC schools and the Sun Belt schools, you know, it's one thing to add to your staff three or four student assistants, you know, guys that are willing to give up the college life, that will be in the staff meetings every day, that can help you put together scouting reports and do things like that, which most colleges take advantage of. Some of them happen to be, you know, injured players that they turn into student assistants. But then there's Alabama and LSU who literally have a quality control assistant for each of the 9 full-time position coaches. And that's where it's getting out of hand. But like I said, I don't see where it's going to slow down. Schools in the MAC and the Sun Belt, conferences like that in the Mountain West, they just don't have the resources to be able to pay 7 or 8 guys, whether it's $25,000 a year or $30,000 a year, to be those low level quality control guys. Whereas, you know, that doesn't matter to Alabama. You know, Nick Saban's not worried about $27,000 here or there, you know? So it's just an advantage, and I don't see where it's going to slow down.
A couple questions left, and then we'll let Pete Russell of CoachingSearch.com go. I can't let you go without getting just a quick thought on the Big Ten. A couple of your recent articles up on CoachingSearch.com have to do today with Michigan State and Indiana. Interesting, Kevin Wilson saying we haven't handled adversity, even though our record's getting better, we haven't handled adversity very well. They're that sweetheart pick to be the most improved team. I came out of Chicago thinking that a lot of people are in love with Northwestern and not as much with Michigan in the Legends division. Everybody has Ohio State. Any thoughts from you, Pete, about where Nebraska is in all the mix or your second favorite team behind Ohio State?
Yeah, well, I like Michigan. I really think the staff continuity that they've had with Al Borges and Greg Madison is really going to help them. I was really, really surprised at watching Devin Gardner at the Manning Passing Academy a couple of weeks ago. I think most of the coaches down there were surprised. He threw the ball really, really well. And if you go back to watch the Outback Bowl a year ago when Michigan played South Carolina, he had some really good throws, but he also had some boneheaded decisions. And I think if Al Borges, you know, takes this training camp and really, you know, makes the next jump with Devin Gardner and gets him to play a little bit more discipline, I think Michigan's going to be in really, really good shape. I don't expect Ohio State to run the table this year. I do think Nebraska is going to be a much-improved football team. Like Bo Pelini said a couple of weeks ago, you know, this isn't the Taylor Martinez from a couple of years ago. This guy's really improved his game. I think they're going to be really good on offense, and there's no doubt in my mind they're going to be better on defense. I mean, Bo Pelini is not going to allow that defense to end up anything like they finished the season a year ago. So I think the Huskers are going to be a lot better football team. You know, I think you know the top three teams certainly are Ohio State, Michigan, and Nebraska.
Pete Russell, we got to get you. We got to get you the last question here, because I've seen who you picked as your national championship game, and I always admire when somebody steps out on the ledge and says, "If everything works well, this is that team." And you have Alabama in. Tell the folks who you have the playing in the national championship game, who is not ranked in the coaches' top 25.
Yeah, you know, listen, I wanted to go with Stanford, but went out on a limb, you know, kind of thought outside the box. And I like Alabama to play the Baylor Bears. Art Briles' crew down in Waco. I just think their schedule is so favorable, especially the early part of the schedule where they're going to be allowed to, you know, they're going to stay fresh. It's kind of like they got some NFL preseason type of games with Wofford and Buffalo to start the season. They got two open weeks in the first 5 weeks of the season. I think that'll allow them to stay fresh down the stretch when they have five straight games to end the season against, you know, the heavyweights, but they've beaten each of those teams at least once in the last 2 years. When you talk about Bryce Petty at quarterback, Art Briles thinks he's going to be one of the best quarterbacks in the country. They got two great running backs, one in Lake Seastrunk and in Glasgow, the other. They signed the best receiver in the country, according to Art Briles. And I think being in the third year of their same defensive system under Phil Bennett, I don't think they'll be great on defense. But I don't think anybody in the Big 12 is going to be great on defense. And I think Baylor is just going to outscore everybody. I think their biggest game of the year is against Oklahoma on a Thursday night. They got them at in Waco at home. I think if they get by that, I think they could go 12-1 at the worst. You know, an 11-1 type of season. I think Baylor surprises everybody. Plays for the national championship game against Alabama.
Well, you will definitely get credit as maybe the lone person in the country, but I love it. I love it. I love it. And Pete, hopefully we can continue to do this throughout the upcoming season. We always appreciate your knowledge here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Sure thing, guys. Always a pleasure. Y'all have a good one.
All right, take care. Thanks, Pete Russell, CoachingSearch.com. What do you think about that, bro?
I did not see that one coming. I did, you know, but what he says makes a lot of sense. And the thing is, there's a lot of luster in the Big 12. I mean, that's still one of those premier conferences. But let's face it, talent level isn't real good right now in the conference. I mean, it isn't. And nobody plays any defense, and they're fun to watch. That is interesting. Yeah, and you know what? I remember about 6-7 years ago, the high school team in Waco, Texas, drew more for their games on Friday night than the Baylor Bears in the same stadium had on Saturday afternoons.
And then came Robert Griffin
the third.
The third.
Yeah.
Baylor, first seven games, they do play the only game. I mean, they've got West Virginia at home. They've at Kansas State. Will be tough, but again, they're right there in the rankings next to Baylor. But those last five, Oklahoma, Texas Tech, at Oklahoma State, at TCU, and their final game is home against Texas. So kind of like a lot of the big-time teams in the Big Ten, their November should set up for them, and they could be 7-0 going into November, going into that Oklahoma game that Pete was talking about. Well,
and it is fun to hear something like that. And another thing that's out of their control, Ohio State's got to lose. I mean, Ohio State, Alabama are undefeated, no question about it. Who's going to be in the national championship game? Doesn't matter what else, what anybody else's resume looks like. It'll be those two teams because people think that's who it's going to be now. And you'd actually have these people that do the polling admit that they were wrong, and that won't happen.
We'll take a break. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia coming up next on the Doug and Daddy Show.
There we were, me and my buddies at our favorite hangout, Cunningham's Journal. This time, we're sitting out in the courtyard, which is pretty cool. It's like you're sitting out in the tropics, got the palm trees, beachy scene, bunch of TVs to watch sports, and of course, live entertainment every week. When all of a sudden, I had an urge to get a frozen margarita. Of course, my friends just laughed. If you're looking for a good place to hang out this summer, eat good food, or even have a margarita, Cunningham's Journal in the courtyard is the place to be in downtown Kearney.
If you're on Medicare Part B and have diabetes, you're probably at the corner of big changes and where will I get my testing supplies? Starting July 1st, if you use a mail order provider, you may have to find another option. Fortunately, Walgreens carries all major brands, including One Touch, Contour, AccuCheck, Freestyle, and TrueTest. We also accept assignment and bill Medicare along with your supplemental insurance. Talk to your Walgreens pharmacist today at the corner of happy and healthy.
It's easy to find more excuses to come back again and again to Buffalo Wild Wings this time of year. First, there's fantasy football. Host your draft party at Buffalo Wild Wings, and you could get an exclusive fantasy draft kit that includes gift certificates for $100 and free food at participating locations and while supplies last, of course. A fantasy draft party with wings and beer? Yes, please. And Buffalo Wild Wings is the best place to follow your team all season long. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Partly sunny skies today, some shower and thunderstorm activity, highs in the upper 80s, with winds out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, showers and storms mainly early on, then gradually clearing with a low cooling to 62. Right now, 75.
Attaboy.
Wow. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Get ready for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia here. We're going to do it in just moments. If you haven't won in the last 2 months, you're eligible. Have that number in your phone, 888-455-3776, 888-455-ESPN.
And by the way, great plan, us talking about music videos we like in that regard before my wife shows up tomorrow. That is great planning on our parts, I think.
There you go. A couple of supermodels in videos. This comes from Andrew Dunn covering the Cincinnati Bengals in camp. Rex Burkhead doing very, very well. Here's his short little snippet. The whole story was Cincinnati, 8 things we've learned from training camp so far. Rex Burkhead could see some action. Here's what it says. It would be nothing short of a miracle if anyone were to take a spot from second-round selection Giovanni Bernard. But fellow rookie Rex Burkhead is doing his best. Nothing in particular seems to stick out during training camp last week, but Burkhead saw most of the action on Thursday last week with Benjarvis Green-Ellis, while Bernard saw some time practicing with the special teams. This could be a huge step for Burkhead. He's been embroiled in a battle for the number 3 running back spot with Cedric Pierman and Bernard Scott. Not much of a battle considering neither of the other two has even seen the field. Regardless, the former Husker is attempting to get himself on the 53-man roster and just may start stealing some third downs from Bernard. So, Rex Burkhead looking good in Bengals camp.
Well, again, you just want to be as hard to cut as possible. You want to have that fire. You want to have that desire. You want to play hard every play. Does that sound like anybody we know? Yeah, it does. It does. He's going to be, I mean, it's one of those things you just want to be hard to cut, but you got to remember, you still have to be better than the other guy.
You sure about that?
Generally.
Okay. All right. Let's
generally.
Let's do Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Give us a call now, folks. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. If you'd like to be in for a $25 gift card from Troutman's, get some ham, some prime ribs, some steaks, some ground beef to put up on the grill, whatever it is you want, some morning bacon, some snack sticks for the vacation, the travel, the golf, the fishing, just to have it work. This is your chance. Call us now for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, 888-455-3776, 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
This is Al.
All right, Al. I'm going to – Nebraska football, is that okay? Can I ask you a Nebraska football question?
Yeah, that's okay.
All right. Nebraska has played 41 football games the last 3 years. 41 football games the last 3 years. How many of those games was Nebraska an underdog, according to the Vegas line?
Nine
is incorrect. Try back. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. We're talking college football beating the spread over the last 3 years. Who are we chatting with?
This is Sean.
Sean, how many times was Nebraska the underdog in their 41 games the last 3 years?
Before I answer, I want a quick plug. Matt Schick is on ESPNU right now.
Never heard of him.
let's see. Anyways, we've won as an underdog, let's say.
Not one. Just how many times was Nebraska an underdog in the last 41 games, which is the last three seasons?
Wow. Let's say five times.
Five is incorrect. Try back. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
Spencer.
Spencer. Nebraska has played 41 football games the last 3 years. Out of those 41 games, how many times were they listed as an underdog?
I'm going to go six.
That is correct. That is correct. I was already getting ready for the next question. That is correct. Six times. Nebraska was a favorite 35 times. They won. They went 29-6 when they were favored in those 35 games. They were the underdog six times, right? Is that what we got here? Six times. Nebraska was the underdog, and they lost them all every time. They haven't pulled off an upset. That's crazy. Maybe change that this year in their one upset. Spencer, hang on the line. We'll get you a $20 gift card. Thanks for listening.
Thanks.
There you go.
You got to win when you're an underdog to do what you want to do. But by its very nature, you're probably going to have a losing record when you're an underdog. I mean, isn't that – I mean, Vegas usually is pretty smart.
Which team has been favored the most over the last 3 years?
Oh, you got to think it's Alabama.
Yeah, Alabama. How many times have they actually been an underdog? In 40 games, how many times have they been an underdog?
I'm going to go with two.
Zero.
Yeah. And I knew it wasn't Notre Dame.
Zero.
I was thinking maybe an LSU game in there along the way.
According to Phil Steele, Alabama 40 and zero. Oregon had been favored 38 times. They were an underdog twice. Boise State favored 38 times and an underdog once. Oklahoma favored 37 times and an underdog three times. Stanford, Florida State, Nebraska, Virginia Tech, all favored 35 times.
That one, again, Boise State would be one of those teams that's favored a lot. And I'm not taking a shot at their schedule because they have scheduling issues. They're so good that teams like Nebraska, Florida State said, yeah, we'll play you, come to our place whenever you want to. And they don't want to necessarily do that. But they usually have one or two games a year where, you know, they're playing a fairly good pattern. No, but they played Oregon in years past, so... But other than that one game, they're generally going to be favored in every game they play.
A couple other stories, reminders here for you. UNK will host their final candidate for the athletic director position in Mary Ellen Gillespie tomorrow. Talking to the media and UNK campus members at 11 at the Ponderosa Room at the Nebraska Student Union. Then the community forum open to the public Wednesday, 5 o'clock at the Nebraskan Student Union, room 310. And the USHL is getting a new team, Randy. More hockey. Thank God it's close. Madison, Wisconsin.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to think what their mascot might be. You know, they might be the Madison Capitals, or because, you know, they're pretty fond of their Capitol building right there, predominantly downtown. It'd be interesting to see what they do.
And congratulations to Iowa, named the number one party school in America.
Woo! Good for you. I don't see it, but I be honest with you, I haven't.
BYU, the least party school in America, whatever number they were.
Yeah, it'd be down on that list, I would think. So yeah.
There you go. Hey, tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show, Kim Bushcutter is going to slide in. She's with the Lizzie Stratton Memorial Run, fun run that's going to be coming up on the 17th. She'll tell us more about that. Our Big Ten football preview continues with Minnesota running back Danelle Kirkwood. He is like Natron means, folks. He is a bowling ball. A fun interview with this kid, and one of the reasons I think Minnesota is a better football team this year. Whether they win more, we'll see. Want to thank Glenn Carson, outstanding linebacker at Penn State, for our Big Ten football preview today, and Pete Roussel of CoachingSearch.com. You can always hear the Doug and Daddy Show in review on our podcast at ESPNSuperstation.com. Randy, have a good Tuesday.
Yeah, you too. See ya.
We'll see you tomorrow, folks, on the Doug and Daddy Show.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.